You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
Welcome to Hour 3. I'm so glad you're with us. We were talking in the last hour about destinations that you can actually visit by flying with Aer Lingus. And we're going to be in the next several weeks exploring places you can fly with Aer Lingus, the airline of Ireland. You know, a lot of times people think of Aer Lingus as an airline that only takes you to Ireland. And while they do and do a fine job of it. And of the last four times I have been in Ireland, between January 2016 and December 2016, I had two round trips. One was in October, and I guess the other one was in December, because they started flying from Bradley International Airport in Hartford in September, September 1. And as soon as I heard about that, that you could fly with Aer Lingus from Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut, I decided, let us try that. And so we actually flew out on the 9th of October 2016, and we came back on Halloween so we could be here Halloween night. And then we went back, we flew on December 7th between Bradley International Airport. By the way, their airport code is BDL. We flew with them in December, December 7th, came back January 6th. That was a good thing. And so, you know, there are so many places beyond Ireland that you can fly to. What a nice combination. Make yourself a party in Ireland and, you know, either have a party on your way out or on your way back from somewhere else. On your way back is a natural, kind of a nice place to end a trip to in Ireland. So I thought it would be a very cool idea, since I don't really know all that much about all the destinations beyond Ireland that are served by Aer Lingus. And I thought, you know, you and I can learn together today. So I've invited Jeff Wright, who's the director of sales for North America for Aer Lingus, to come on and share that with us. And I want to remind you, if you are driving and you're going to reach your destination and you can't just sit in the car and listen until the show is over, remember that by the middle of the week coming up, you will be able to go to travelers411.com and click on podcasts and look for May 5th, 2017. It'll be the first one at the top. And if you wait a week or two to do that, it's going to move down a little bit. But go to hour three and you're going to find Jeff Wright. And you'll find the archived audio, if you're not into downloading and taking us with you, which we love to know we're traveling around with you. But you can go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com, and you will find cross-referenced in almost 10 places. The show notes, the archived audio, click on and listen. The links to relevant websites, so you can get your Aer Lingus information and other information, Bradley Airport information, information from Tourism Ireland, and information when we're talking about places beyond some links to those places. But we're going to really focus in the next several weeks on places you can go with Aer Lingus and get that wonderful Irish hospitality and service as you're traveling. And we're going to talk with Jeff Wright right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The BSO's 137th season presents Andras Nelsons. Conducting the BSO, performing Sierra, Tchaikovsky, and Rachmaninoff. Featuring violinist Jill Shaham. Saturday, October 7th at 8 p.m. at Boston Symphony Hall. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
I am delighted to have on the phone a fellow who I know is preparing for his next career, which will be as a radio show host. Because wait till you hear the voice on this one. He could read the telephone book to you and mesmerize you. So you're going to want to linger on every syllable. Welcome, Jeff Wright.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Oh, listen to that sexy voice. Listen to that. Let's just listen to that. How long have you been with Aer Lingus?
6 years.
What'd you do before?
Well, I was with British Airways for 32 years, and I retired. So this is a great second career.
A newcomer.
Yep, absolutely.
We were talking about some friends we had in common in your last life.
Yep.
John Lample being one. I told you a story about my friend Neil's help. And I didn't finish that story with you, so my listeners get in on the gossip. After I actually had them get together in a deli in Manhattan so they could meet one another, the two good friends in travel, Niels kept bumping into John in Ecuador and other places. I get emails from around the world. They just bumped into each other again. But that's part of the wanderlust of the person, not only in the travel industry, but those who the major item on their to-do list for the year is to, you know, budget to be able to visit this glorious planet that we live on. And far too often, when you just watch the news, you don't get the impression that the planet is glorious. But I'm here, and I'll bet you're here, too, to talk about, you know, what you're missing if you haven't actually been to places.
Right.
How many beyond Ireland, how many places does Aer Lingus fly to?
Well, we have over 80 cities in Europe that we fly to. The number of cities that directly connect to the Bradley service is 24, which means that you would fly from Hartford to Dublin, get off the airplane in Dublin, your bags are transferred, you get on the next flight, you wind up in your final destination. And normally, all of those things will happen. You'll arrive before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
in most of Europe.
Unless the schedule changes, I've now taken two round trips from Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut. It's so easy to get to, people. And as an airport, oh, my gosh, it's like going to a little shopping mall. You know, it's not like, you know, some of the other, I mean, you know, if you're in Dallas or Houston, you need roller skates to get from one gate to another. You know, I was running late once in Dallas Airport, and I was gate 12, and it must have been a mile and a half from gate 1 to gate 12. I thought I was going to die because I literally had to run for the flight. You know, it's Bradley, such an easy, user-friendly, and the thing I love almost as much as everything about being in the airport is how cheap it is to park there as compared to other airports in the world.
It's one of the reasons why we chose Bradley, because it is such a convenient airport, and it's right in the middle of everything. In Hartford, just slightly north of Hartford, and pretty much everybody from Western Massachusetts, all of Connecticut, and even upstate New York and get into Bradley very quickly.
Yeah,
so it's an easy airport to get to. It's an easy airport to park in, easy airport to traverse.
Yeah, and you know, and because of that, I find, you know, airports can be stressful places even for the people who are working there because, you know, you got to get everybody out and through and done and properly, you know, everything in order and done correctly and through security to get to the gate so they don't miss their flight. So everybody's under a kind of time pressure. That's one of the reasons that I always advise my listeners. I see airports as amusement parks for adults. There are shops, there are cafes, there are pubs and bars, right. There are kiosks that sell everything from jewelry, really nice looking stuff too, mm-hmm. to, you know, upscale candy, yummy things. Get there early and don't feel the pressure of, oh my gosh, we're just going to make it. And, you know, make the airport experience part of the travel experience. So, I like to get to the airport 4 hours in advance, and I know that most airlines will accept, start checking you in and taking your luggage 4 hours before the flight. And when you do that, you don't have to huff and puff.
Right. It makes life so much easier if you get there early. You beat the crowd, and once you get through security, then you're free to do whatever you want to do.
Yes.
It's very easy.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. I want to pick up on the Escape Lounge on the other side of these important messages. Listen carefully. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Cocknicles. Intrigued by Cliff Cocknicles? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Cocknicles. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Your U.S. passport is the key to your international adventures abroad and is the most secure travel document that proves both citizenship and identity. The State Department's official website, travel.state.gov, has comprehensive information about applying for a passport for the first time, renewing a passport, passports for minors, fees, and much more. You can apply at over 8,000 passport acceptance facilities, including post offices and clerks of court. Standard processing is currently 4 to 6 weeks, and expedited service takes 2 to 3 weeks. If you need your passport in less than 2 weeks, call 1-877-487-2778 to schedule an appointment at one of our regional passport agencies. Once you have your passport, sign up for our Smart Traveler Enrollment Program and download our Smart Traveler app on your smartphone. You will receive country-specific information, travel alerts, and warnings. Visit us at travel.state.gov today.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Hello, Matt Simonson at Hotel 1000 in beautiful downtown Seattle. Here to tell you a little bit about what luxury means to us. True luxury is about anticipatory service and a seamless guest experience. But to us, luxury also means value. Since our opening in 2006, we've included as much as possible in the room rate. This means no nickel and diming. Our guests enjoy complimentary high-speed internet access throughout the hotel, with extra broadband so you can bring as many devices as you'd like. Sparkling wine at check-in, your choice of newspaper. Complimentary coffee served in the lobby and library, as well as Keurigs in each guest room. A business center with color printer and delicious Mighty O donuts in our studio every morning. Go to our Facebook page now and like us for a chance to win an overnight stay and other great prizes. Or visit us at hotel1000seattle.com to plan your next visit to the Emerald City. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak. The historic Great Dome car is here, traveling between Albany, New York, and Montreal through October 29th. Experience panoramic views this fall foliage season and take 15% off your adventure at Amtrak.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're back, and I'm glad you're with us because I have Jeff Wright on the line with me. He is at Aer Lingus North American headquarters and bringing us up to date on all kinds of things. What I learned so far, and I told you I was learning with you today, so, and there's a test at the end, so please pay attention. Aer Lingus flies from the U.S. from a variety of places to 80 cities in Europe, but from Bradley International Airport, which is in reality the closest nonstop international airport for me in Western Massachusetts, where we broadcast from the beautiful Crowne Plaza Berkshire Pittsfield Hotel in the heart of the Berkshire Mountains. It's just barely, it's like an hour and 15 minutes to get from where I live to Bradley International Airport in Hartford. And from there, not only can you fly to Dublin, but you can fly to 24 cities with Aer Lingus from Bradley. And one of the things, Jeff, that I like to talk with my audiences about, because a lot of times you hear people talk about what a hassle travel is. And, you know, I have done nothing I need to punish myself for. So if it were true that travel were a hassle, I would never leave my home. I mean, there'd be no point to it. And my answer is always, you're doing it wrong. So the first thing in doing it right is you need to pick an airport that really makes you happy. You know, if there's an airport that makes you unhappy, fly from a different airport. You can do that in most places in America. Secondly, get in the car and drive another 60 miles. And when I go to Bentonville, Arkansas, to meet the fine people at Walmart, I will fly into Tulsa over Fayetteville because it does more for me. And I'll drive the 90 miles. And it's worth it to do that, people. And when you get to where you're going, one of the things you want to do is arrive early, enough time before your flight to do a little shopping, to have a little snack-a-doo, and to hang out in an airport lounge. Now, is there, you mentioned there's the Aer Lingus Escape Lounge. Is there an escape lounge at Bradley Airport, or are they?
Yes, there is. We have an escape lounge, and that's passengers who are traveling in business class get access to it for free.
And can you buy a day pass?
I'm sorry, sir.
Can you buy a day pass if you're not traveling?
You can. Again,
right. Now we're talking.
$45 for a day pass.
Is that per person, or is that for the people on your ticket?
That's per person.
Okay.
And so for the business passenger or members of our Air Club program, we have our frequent flyer program. They have access to the lounge, but anybody that wants access can buy into it. And that covers the food and drink. And it's really a nice place to sit and relax before you get on the flight.
Do you need to have a certain number of racked up a certain number of frequent flyer mileage in order to use the escape lounge, or just you're signed up in the frequent flyer club and therefore you get in?
No, you have to be a member of the platinum or higher level.
Okay.
So that requires that you have traveled a bit. So.
Okay. Let me ask another question.
Go ahead.
Because there is a relationship between Aer Lingus and British Airways, and I have racked and stacked Avios points, and I'm sure I have listeners who have done the same. Does that do anything for you as it relates to the Aer Lingus Air Club?
It sure does, yeah. The Avios program is with British Airways, with Iberia, with all the members of the IAG group family. We're owned actually by the International Airline Group, and we all participate in the Avios frequent flyer program. So if you've accumulated British Airways frequent flyer points, that all goes towards your Avios bank.
Well, that's very good to know. I'm loving all of that, because that really opens up a whole bigger story for people that haven't been thinking Aer Lingus, and now they can. We're going to take a short commercial break and come back, because I really want to dive into the 24 cities in Europe, and I don't know if elsewhere, if it's just Europe. So, I mean, I have a lot to learn here, and this is the crash course today. This is Aer Lingus 101, people, and there will be an exam at the end, and all of you who get a passing grade can meet me at Bradley International Airport in Hartford, and we'll have a party. Maybe we'll have a departure party. We'll all go somewhere. Stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Jeff Wright from Aer Lingus. Don't leave me.
Oh, 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 yeah.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, one in four people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
Cocktail control. Cocktail control.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is a sheer delight for me to have on the line with us Jeff Wright, who is the Director of Sales for North America for Aer Lingus. And Aer Lingus is, when you think Ireland, you think Aer Lingus. But the fact of the matter is that you can connect right through from Ireland to other destinations in Europe. Actually, they serve 80 cities in Europe, but I've fallen in love with Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut. And from Bradley, you can fly from Bradley International Airport to 24 cities. Want to name them?
Oh, my. Sure. Amsterdam, Barcelona, Berlin, Birmingham, Bristol, Brussels, Bordeaux, Donegal, Dusseldorf, Edinburgh, Exeter, Frankfurt, Glasgow, Hamburg, Inverness, Isle of Man. That's an interesting one, Isle of Man.
Yes,
Kerry,
yes.
Leeds, Bradford, Lisbon, London, Madrid, Manchester, Milan, Munich, Newcastle, Paris, and Southampton.
Wow. That's impressive. That is impressive.
I don't have that memorized. I actually read that off of a piece of paper.
Yes, well, earlier today, because I did my own little bitty of research, mm-hmm. I looked down the list of destinations served, and I have great plans to invite some folks in those destinations that are served by Aer Lingus. From Bradley Airport and others around the nation. So if you're living on the West Coast and you're not clever enough, and I want to plant the seeds to be clever enough, if you're coming to the New York area on business, plan your vacation while you are finishing up your business. So instead of flying home the day or two after your business trip, why don't you fly, especially if you're in New York, fly from Bradley and sure. fly to Ireland, connecting through to other places in Europe. Do what you can to stop in Ireland on your way, either going or coming back. Usually coming back makes the most sense. And,
well, the nice thing about Aer Lingus is that if you travel to anywhere in Europe, we allow you to stop in Ireland for free. In other words, we're not going to pay for the hotel, but
the stopover,
a lot of companies charge you for a stopover. We won't.
No, Jeff, that's incorrect. A lot of companies don't charge you for the stopover. They charge you handsomely. You know, they stick it to you if you want to stop over. So having that opportunity, can you stop in both directions or only one?
Sure can, both directions, as long as you want.
Man, that's the way to do it.
No, absolutely.
That is the way
not
to
only
do
that
it.
Steph, but if you're going to do business in New York, you fly over to Europe, because we have 10 cities in North America that we fly back to, you actually could fly back home to San Francisco or Los Angeles or Chicago directly from Dublin.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Not to say you wouldn't want to fly back into Bradley because it's a lovely place, but
from an expense point of view, if you're doing it as part of a business trip, your company is required to get you back where you started from. So I would, for that unique niche market of people who are going to come to the greater New York area on business, let your company get you to the New York, wherever your customer is that you're visiting or your client that you're visiting, and then fly onward, do your European thing, come back and go back on the return of that ticket so your company can pick that up. And but for the rest of the world, that's brilliant.
And the nice thing is, if you're traveling in business class, we give you three free bags. So that third bag could be a golf bag.
Wow.
Sounds nice.
That is good. Well, and let me tell you something else, people. If you're going to fly into Ireland, and let's say you bring your clubs with you, and you're going to connect through on the outbound flight, and when you fly with Aer Lingus from Bradley Airport, you get in early. I mean, I don't care what it says in terms of what time you're going to arrive. You're probably going to arrive 40 minutes earlier. So you're going to get in there before 5 o'clock. We made it once 4:40 in the morning. The second time we flew, it was 10:05 when we landed. So, you know, you get your luggage and you get through, you know, customs immigrations. And if you're renting a car because you're staying, then you could, you know, you're there before, you know, the sun has come up, basically, if it's fall or winter. But the sun will be up if it's this time of year, because you have something like 19 hours of sunlight in Ireland at this time of year, and right through to somewhere in August. But if you're making a connecting flight, you get there early enough for a legal and perfect connection onward. And if you're going immediately onward, you don't have to worry about, you know, you're a passenger in transit, so you don't do the pick up the bags and all that. You're going to do that wherever you land at your first actual port of entry. And then on the way back, you know, you can stop off and do your thing. But if you do break your trip and take advantage of this free stopover on the way out, and on the outbound flight, and you get to Ireland and you do your thing, and maybe you spend a week, and now you want to fly off to, I don't know, Paris or London or Madrid or someplace, Lisbon, someplace sexy.
Milan.
All good places, but you're not going to be playing golf there, or you don't need all the clothes you brought with you for 2 or 3 weeks. You only need enough for maybe a week or less. Arrange with the hotel that you are staying at the night before you fly onward to leave those things in the bellman's closet. And whether you're staying there on your return or not, pick them up and go on with it. You know,
or else they'll sell them.
No, you know, you can, well, you know, at some point they're going to say, what is this stuff? But that way you don't have to take it with you on the continuation of your trip. I mean, that's pretty much what we did. We were at Malta in March, and we just took one little overnight bag and we left everything else in Ireland. I wish you flew to Malta, by the way. So I'm putting in my bid with your research and development people that's the next place I'd like you to fly. Just for me.
We'll start working on it right after this call.
Yes, just for me. But I mean, there are so many places that you serve that, you know, there's a whole list of places that, you know, truly interest me. And one of them is Hamburg. And, you know, it sounds weird because why of all the places, you know, you've got Munich in there as well. I mean, that's a big, bustling, exciting city. Why Hamburg? Because my very good friend, Niels Haupt, who I mentioned earlier in getting him together with John Lampel, he now lives in Hamburg and I am busting to see him. So the next time I fly from Ireland, to Ireland, I think what I'm going to do is fly Aer Lingus beyond to Hamburg, and after spending time there with Niels, come back and spend the rest of the time in Ireland and then go home. And, you know, if things... you might want to listen to the interview that I did with Niels, because you just might have missed it today. And you'll hear all about what there is to see and do in Hamburg. For me, the number one thing is, like, when you go to Ireland, the number one thing is family and friends. So my number one thing is seeing Niels again. And then he's going to take me by my high little hand and show me the beautiful city he now lives in.
So, and the nice thing about Hamburg, it's close enough to Denmark. You can just drive up to Denmark. It's right there.
Oh, I'm loving this whole story.
Now, here's the one thing a lot of people don't realize, Steph, that Ireland is the only European country where the United States Immigration and Customs clears in that country. So when you're traveling through Ireland or flying from Ireland back to the United States, you go through U.S. Customs and Immigration in Ireland.
Yep.
So that airplane, when it arrives in Hartford,
or anywhere
else. It
arrives
just like a domestic airplane.
Or any other international airport. You arrive and it says, you know, European arrivals this way, Ireland arrivals that way, and you're going right out to get your luggage and leave because you did
That's
it all on the other side. And there are installations in both Shannon and Dublin. So, that is very cool.
That's cool. A big plus, because for the folks who are living around Hartford, it just makes it that much easier to fly via Hartford, because you just get out of the airplane, you go get your bags and go home. So it's nice.
Cool. It is. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back and pick up all the loose ends that we've been talking about during this hour, and catch up with Jeff Wright, who's going to stay with us from Aer Lingus. So stay with me, everybody. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
All my bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Jeff Wright on the line with me. He is the director of sales for North America for Aer Lingus. We've been talking about getting an education on the Beyond Ireland capabilities of Aer Lingus to bring you happily, efficiently, and safely to destinations in Europe. And earlier we ran through the 24 cities that you can fly to in Europe with a perfect connection from Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut. And if you're listening in Arizona or, hey, Portland, Oregon, or state of Washington, or Dallas and Houston, St. Louis or Chicago, I'm sure that you can find a way to get yourself connected to Aer Lingus and make your journey. We've been talking about the convenience of Bradley International Airport. It's such a user-friendly airport, and parking, the long-term overnight parking is so inexpensive as compared to, you know, you can almost buy a new car at some airports.
You could actually park for a week at Bradley for about the same price it cost you to park for a day at Kennedy.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, and we're people that, you know, drive to the airport and park our car and fly. And, you know, it's worth the drive or the connection to be able to get yourself to. There's a couple that I just advised. They're gonna fly and connect so that they can fly out of Bradley with Aer Lingus to Ireland, and they will be flying some beyond and coming back, so it's all very cool. But, you know, there are people who know how to treat themselves well They subscribe. I'll bet you know a fella, Jeff. Do you know a fella named... oh, this is good. Watch, his name just fell right out. What's Spinelli's first name? Mike. Mike Spinelli. You like that? I don't know where Al came from. Do you know Mike Spinelli? Do you know the name?
That sounds familiar.
Mike owned, I think it was Merrimack Travel in New Hampshire. And he started a wee little, very successful, grew into big, consortium of travel agencies called Action 6, which he ultimately sold to Vacation.com. And Mike used to have over his desk behind him in his office in Merrimack Travel a sign that said, "If you don't travel first class, your heirs will."
That's true.
So for all of you who are, you know, trying to save a big inheritance for your kids so that they'll live well, how about you break loose and treat yourself to a real treat? I actually had the pleasure of flying in business class on Aer Lingus on a recent flight, and I have to tell you, it was a joy. So why don't you, we've got just about a minute, sure, give us some insights into what the first class cabin, the business class cabin is like, because really what business class is today is what, you know, we used to refer to as first class.
That's exactly
only
right.
Only
our business
better.
Class is up there with most airlines' first class service.
Without a doubt.
Full lie flat sleeper seat. We have fine dining. I mean, some of the best meals you'll ever have on an airplane. We have our IFE has got more stations than you can listen to in a lifetime, I think.
Oh,
we also have a massage function.
IFE as in in-flight entertainment?
Yes, okay. IFE, in-flight. I'm sorry, I use colloquialisms.
Okay.
So,
it happens all the time.
But we also have the massage function in the chair, and I inadvertently left it on when I was flying over. And I actually felt like butter when I got off the airplane. I didn't want to get off the airplane. I wanted to go back in the airplane and go back home because it was such a great experience. But and we also, the nice thing about our business class is we have an option for people who are traveling on leisure on a vacation. If you buy the seat far enough in advance and you can live with some of the restrictions, you can get the business class product at pretty much a steal. Under $3,000 and in many cases under $2,500 round trip. So it requires some advanced purchase requirements, it requires some minimum stays, but for the quality of the service, it can't be beat.
And for those
folks who can't put that much money into it, we also have the ability to get a choice seat in economy, which gives you access to the front of the airplane, front of the economy section. Or if you happen to be, I think you were saying you have somebody that's 6'6".
Yep.
Yeah, somebody with long legs, we have exit row seating, and we charge a minimal charge for that. And finally...
And that's the truth, by the way. Can I just say something? We have practically no time for me to say it.
Sure.
I paid a third for the choice seat upgrade of what I paid on a New York to California one-way flight.
Yeah.
Same situation with, you know, wider seat, wider this. I've run out of time here. Can you believe we've blown the hour? You and I are going to get together again, Bunky, and we're going to do this some more because I have so many more questions. Come back next week, everybody. Come back next week, everybody. Stephanie Abrams here, and gotta fly now.
You may hear angels cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.